Dan Hallstrom, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO, joins the Red River Farm Network. And Dan, U.S. red meat exports had a record-breaking performance in March to end the first quarter. Can you tell us more?
It came in, record pace, which is a good thing, because the first 2 months of this year, we were really underperforming versus what we were expecting. And, I think there's several reasons for that. But the fact that we finally saw some really good numbers in March is encouraging on both beef and pork. I think the other encouraging thing, there's a couple of key markets that stand out in both beef and pork. In the case of beef, China is seeing huge numbers from a very low base, but huge growth. And in the case of pork, you've got really broad-based growth. I mean, we've got Japan, Mexico, Central America, Philippines, all of them saw pretty good growth. So the fact that it's pretty broad-based is encouraging. But I have to put a cautionary note out there that as good as this information is, and I think international demand globally is solid. It's very solid. It's very strong. But we do have a couple of issues. And first and foremost is there's continued concern around the logistics supply chain. We continue to have shortages of containers. We continue to see congestion at the West Coast with vessels, the backup of vessels getting in and out of the West Coast to go back to Asia. And we continue to see shortage of chassis to move the vessels or move the containers, and increasing freight rates in the midst of all of this. So, even though the demand is good, we still have to get it shipped. So we continue to focus on this issue. I don't want to throw water on the results. The results are good, but we do have to get this international logistics supply chain issue working a little more efficiently.
So if we can, Dan, I'd like to break down each commodity, beef and pork, down a little bit further. So let's start with beef exports.
Yeah, so for the month of March, the total came in at about 125,000 metric tons, which is an increase of about 8% over last year in total. That's global beef exports. So the two big markets that saw the most impact, we saw China. China is at 14,500 tons. It's a modern-day record for exports in a month, about 30 times growth over last year. Of course, we had just started seeing some volumes start to grow a year ago with the implementation of the China-U.S. Phase 1 Ag Agreement in March of 2020. The other market that is significant and a big market is Korea. We saw 7% growth off of a pretty big year last year at 24,000 tons. And then I would say the other region that's really strong is Latin America. Central America saw 48% growth. South America saw 29% growth. And Mexico was down 1%, but that 1% down in a very large market is a considerable improvement of where we were the last few months. So I would say Latin America in general is starting to show a significant rebound with food service starting to reopen across the region and tourism's not back to normal, but it is starting to rebound, especially with domestic tourism within the region.
And what about on the pork side here? And we could maybe even touch a little bit on lamb as well.
Yeah, on the pork side, we saw 1% growth, but off of a very big year a year ago, 294,000, almost 295,000 tons, up 1%. I'll just list them off. Japan, 11% growth at almost 41,000 tons. Mexico, 5% growth at 66,000 tons. I think the Mexico rebound has been quicker on pork than it has been on beef, because so much of the pork goes into further processing. This part of the market has been well beyond the COVID impact for several months now, which is a good thing. Central America up 49%, 14,000 tons. The Philippines is an interesting situation. We've seen we're at 3,400 metric tons this year. We're at 13,000 metric tons this year versus 3,400 tons last year. They have a severe shortage of pork because of African swine fever in the Philippines. They've actually lowered the inbound duties to allow for more imports at more reasonable price levels to put a cap on some of the food inflation concerns in the Philippines. So the U.S. is definitely a benefactor there as well. So signs of broad-based growth throughout the pork sector. On lamb, you mentioned lamb. You know, lamb was down just a little bit mainly in Mexico in the month of March. But year-to-date, we're up slightly in Mexico. So I think Mexico as well on the lamb side is seeing the benefit of the market reopening across all sectors from the COVID impact of last year. Other regions that are doing well on lamb traditionally would be the Caribbean. The Caribbean doesn't have all the islands opened up, but there's a lot of key islands that are open for business after COVID. Canada, some of the Asian countries are seeing a little bit of growth, albeit small, but some growth as well. So, yeah, while we're down in the month of March, we're basically steadied up a bit for the year on lamb.
So if we sum all this information up, how are we making a path forward to keep our exports strong?
Well, I think that's a really good question, Megan. I think the basic supply and demand setting during COVID in 2020 was surprisingly strong. Sure, there was shifts from food service and increases in retail, but if you look at total global demand, forget the sector, it was stronger last year than anyone thought it would be. And what we've seen is the retail and the online, the e-commerce online platforms are absolutely booming across the globe, not unlike what has happened in the U.S. And I think as we go into 2021, the encouraging thing is I think we're still seeing that robust demand at retail and the e-commerce online. But I think the real thing to keep an eye on, especially on beef, is as we see some of these COVID restrictions relax in some of these global countries, like I just mentioned about Mexico and Latin America, there should be some additional incremental demand. And I think a lot of it will be incremental as food service starts to rebound. Now, we're still seeing significant shutdowns in certain parts of the world due to COVID. We're seeing spikes currently in Japan and in Korea, for example. But eventually, as vaccines roll out more and more, and it is being rolled out in a very big way globally, I think you'll see food service start to rebound. And when it does, I think that's an impetus for some additional demand that we didn't see last year. So we remain pretty cautiously optimistic for the year. As I said, we have to get this container logistics issue working more efficiently. But once we do, I think it's pretty optimistic for the rest of this year.
Again, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby.